producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning to you. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we are going to... I'm hearing something in the background going on right now. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by the Gun Rights Examiner. David Codrey is going to join us, and we're just going to talk about some of the stuff he's written about lately. In Missouri, well, actually in St. Louis, St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson didn't like something called Amendment 5. He really didn't like it. He tried to keep it off the ballot. And I'm typing because I can't talk. There we go. Amendment 5, that amended the Missouri Constitution to state that about the right to keep and bear arms as unalienable. They did so in defiance of the wishes of St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson, who tried unsuccessfully to keep the measure off the ballot. 61% of the electorate voted for the amendment. And you would think that somebody would look at that overwhelming response and... admit defeat, concede, attributing, apparently, you know, for us to go out there and say, well, he has enough wisdom to understand he has lost. Apparently, that's not what's happened. That's too optimistic. They filed a legal challenge last week on Wednesday with the state Supreme Court asking to overturn the election results on the grounds that it was misleading. Hey, Punisher, I hear something in the background like I've got something bleeding over. I hear something in the background like there's something bleeding over. And now it's gone. Punisher does it again. Now, this is the same sort of lawsuit that Dotson and Rebecca Morgan of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, they filed. And what they basically said that was the voters of Missouri were not clever enough to know what they voted for when they approved Amendment 5 by such a huge margin. Therefore, their votes shouldn't count. The earlier lawsuit was rejected on the grounds that even if the ballot language were too vague, there was not enough time before the election to change it. Now, depending on how the judge feels about it, they have the prospect of arbitrarily and retroactively throwing out the express wishes of the voters. And while that does seem unlikely, it is a possibility. Now, Dotson and the Moms Demand Action from the illegal mayors, not alone in their abhorrence of Amendment 5, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch editorial board is unhappy as well. They wrote the proposal was put on the ballot by the same Republican-controlled legislature that believes in the absence of any evidence that President Barack Obama is coming for your guns. They have tried and failed to nullify federal gun laws. Instead, they messed with the state's constitution, which was working just fine, purely so they could stand up at election time and talk about how pro-gun they are. Placing Amendment 5 on the ballot was nothing but dangerous political pandering. Really? The most strenuous objection to Amendment 5 is the interesting notion that it arms felons. The current state of affairs seems to reinforce Mr. Dodson's position that the amendment's wording was misleading. It surely didn't tell voters they'd be handing guns to felons, but that's precisely what is happening now. Well, it was happening before then, but nobody's handing guns to them, not since Amendment 5, not before Amendment 5. What's happening is they take them into their hands. Felons are not waiting for a handout. They are proactive. But they continue on. Nothing in this section shall be construed to prevent the General Assembly from enacting general laws which limit the rights of convicted violent felons or those adjudicated by a court to be a danger to self or others as a result of mental disorder or mental infirmity. That's actually a portion of Amendment 5. Now, there's somebody that could argue that that part of it sort of makes it sort of alienable, because it gives explicit language permitting alienating, if you will, the right under certain circumstances. That, however, is clearly not the Post-Dispatch argument. But here you have a police chief, an appointed official. Nobody voted for him. Here you have an activist group. And you have a newspaper, and I'm sure you have other people, but you have an amendment that was voted on. Overwhelming majority of people voted for it, and they want a judge, one man in a robe, to overturn it because they don't like it. This is part and parcel of the problem in the country today. There are people, and this is indicative of that mindset. There are people out there that think you're too dumb, Missouri, to understand what you voted for and to know what you want. So they need to swoop in and save you from yourself. That's what they're telling you. That's what they tell you every time you see this federally. If you see anywhere you see this, this is somebody coming in saying, you voted for that? Well, you were an idiot. You didn't even know what you were voting for. Do you? Did you? And this is a police chief in St. Louis. St. Louis is not exactly, you know, I'm sure the only place they have any warmth in St. Louis is probably Panera. But they have problems in St. Louis. And they tried many different schemes. In one St. Louis school district, one of the school board members wanted to put in place a law where if the parents of a child in that school district owned guns, they had to notify the school district that they owned guns, creating a de facto another kind of registry. So, that's what's going on in St. Louis right now. The police chief doesn't like the people spoke in the state. And that's the other thing. He's only in charge in St. Louis, and he's trying to regulate what happened in a state. He needs to know his place. In St. Louis, if anybody's listening to me in St. Louis, you guys need to start a little little grassroots operation and go after the city council to fire this guy, because he clearly doesn't know his place. His place is to administrate over a police department and enforce the law. And he just got a new law handed to him that he doesn't like, and he's trying to get a judge to overturn it. That's not his job. That's not his place. You elected people to take care of that for you. You got something on a ballot. You voted for it. It passed. End of story, Police Chief Dodson. Now shut up, go polish your badge, and do a little paper pushing. That's what you do. I don't know if he's actually a certified police officer or not, but that's what he does. And that's all he needs to do. He doesn't need to sit around. He doesn't even have to like it. But he does have to live with it. Just like we have to live with some of the junk they push our way. And we will go out and we will try. And biggest difference is, it's all constitutional. Huh. Wonders never cease. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Boom Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Sometimes I think it's necessary to remind everybody exactly what the Second Amendment is. What does it say? It states that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The way to interpret this is keeping them is at your house, owning them all around you, bearing them as you physically carry a weapon on your person. By saying that this right shall not be infringed, that was the framers reminding the government of that, not me and you. And the reminder was that the government shouldn't try to take this right away from the people. But they also had a reality for the people to face as well. We must accept the fact that the right to bear arms is not a privilege. The framers intended for the citizens of the time under the Constitution to realize the amendment, as well as all of the amendments, exists prior to the Constitution, exists as a God-given right, remains a responsibility of the people to safeguard. Now, for people that own guns and carry guns, the Second Amendment is applied in a bunch of different ways. It's applied as a means to protect yourself. And that means protect yourself from a lot of different things. From bad guys that might want to steal your car, or from the government that might want to get too heavy-handed. The reason that people fear for their safety and aim to try to abolish our gun rights is due to the fact that people have not acted responsibly. That much is very obvious, but what doesn't really stand out is the solution. My issue with gun control and background checks and all of these things that they have pushed out upon us is that it doesn't work. The primary consequence of it is that it makes it harder for me and you as law-abiding citizens to protect ourselves. A bad guy that really wants a gun, somebody like an Elliot Rogers or something, or James Holmes or whoever, they're going to find a gun. They're going to get a gun. It probably, you know, when you and I go buy a gun, we're saying, you know, I want one with this kind of a trigger pull, and, oh, wow, look, this is brand new. I think I'll buy that. They're not buying, they're not out there saying, I want the latest and greatest, or this is the gun I want to carry for self-defense. They just want a bullet launcher. That's what they're looking for. So, and if they don't find that, well, they'll find another way. Earlier this year, in May, a 12-year-old girl got stabbed 19 times by her friends. Her friends didn't have to use a gun to harm her. All it took was a knife. This literally reinforces the statement that guns don't kill people. People kill people. You think that little girl was... think that little girl was laying there on the ground thinking that she held the moral high ground because she wasn't assaulted with a gun? One thing that hasn't changed over time is the nature of man. As humans, we have a lot of capabilities, both good and bad. There's some of us that want to create life, to nurture life, to live life. There are some of us that want to take life away. Take away possessions. Take the short route. And this brings up the next issue about gun control. When it comes to gun restrictions, there will always be a specific group of people that want guns, and they will find them. Just as Ted Nugent said, where you have the most armed citizens in America, you have the lowest violent crime rate. Where you have the worst gun control, you have the highest crime rate. With each new gun control regulation that comes along, gangs, for example, are still going to feel the need to protect themselves. So while the law-abiding citizens have no protection, they make it just that much easier for the wrong people with weapons to commit a crime, and as cases of crimes add up, the crime rate will also soar. So when it comes down to it, if people intend to do harm, they will find a way to accomplish that goal. Meaning that gun restrictions do not help anyone. They stop nothing. Background checks stop nobody. Instead, the people that the framers intended to protect are the ones that get hurt. The whole issue with the Second Amendment is simply that people are not responsible with a weapon. And we see that from time to time. Like the instructor with the 9-year-old girl who shot him in the head. He had very good intentions. He just wanted to show this little girl how to use an Uzi. And it ended really bad. And this is a rare occurrence, but the instructor acted with no responsibility. This can show, this sort of illustrates that not only are the criminals, you know, they're making things bad, certain moments of irresponsibility make things bad. Now, criminals are never going to act responsibly with a gun. That's just not their nature. But if we could narrow down these accidents, it might show that the majority of the population can't handle the duty bestowed upon them by the framers of the Second Amendment. And we do a very good job of it. Gun accidents have gone down. Negligent discharges amongst regular people have gone down. I think we probably see more negligent discharges with the police. When it's all said and done, the Second Amendment ensures that you have a right to carry a weapon to protect yourself if there's a case that demands you take some sort of action against someone wishing to do you harm. That right doesn't mean that you can go shoot at someone simply because you don't like them. It means that you have to uphold the same duty as everyone else. And there will be people that abuse this God-given right, but this amendment means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to you, because this separates us from the subjects. This separates us a lot from the serfs, and it allows us to ensure our own safety as our own first responders. We are allowed, we're given this right by God. Allowed was a horrible word. We're given this right by God to be utterly self-reliant in the face of danger. This is something that a lot of us, there's a lot of gun owners that don't protect it, that don't pay attention to it. Those are the ones we need to reach. 126 million gun owners in the United States. Do you know what kind of a voting block that is? We can change the United States anytime we want to if we all just coalesce. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Oh yeah, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. A lot of times when you know, while we're talking about the Second Amendment, a lot of times when you're hearing the anti-gun people out there, they will cite, quote-unquote, studies. Now, there's a big difference between the studies that Lott and Kleck and Gaius do. Those studies are never underwritten by the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. They're never underwritten by any gun rights group, by the Koch brothers, for that matter. Your anti-gun studies, if you will, that originate with John Hopkins, for example, or now coming up soon with Harvard, are all underwritten by billionaire gun grabbers. Right now, they're trying to buy and marginalize the rights in Washington State. The entirety of the Microsoft founding group and leadership that has retired and moved on and bought sporting teams and everything else, they're underwriting it. Soros is underwriting it. Bloomberg is definitely underwriting it. But let's look at some, they also are the ones that actually underwrite some of these groups like the Violence Policy Center and Brady Campaign, the Moms Demand. Well, not the Moms Demand. Yeah, they are. Yeah, Bloomberg underwrites it. But these people are the ones that carry the water, that actually put together the talking points because they're getting paid to do it. And let me give you the best one that ever came out of anybody. This coming from the Violence Policy Center. Now, when the Violence Policy Center gets together for a meeting, there's three people there. There's no dues-paying members. But coming from Josh Sugarman, executive director and founder of the Violence Policy Center, The semi-automatic weapons' menacing looks, coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons. Anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. That's where we got the term assault weapon. From the creative mind of Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center. This was hatched as a scare tactic. Then it was picked up by the gun grabbers, and then they started funding studies about assault weapons. All purely based upon the way it looks. Initially, it was effective. This is how Bill Clinton got to push the assault weapon ban through Congress in 1994. Of course, it also was how he woke up the next election and saw an entire Republican Congress in front of him. The bill was able to pass because it included a 10-year sunset provision, and the federal ban quietly expired in 2004. But what they wanted to do was they banned the guns that were simply the scariest ones on the market. The scariest ones. Although that ban is no longer in place, they continue to push the term assault weapon for what the industry calls the modern sporting rifle. I call the personal defense weapon. I stole something from the Department of Homeland Security. According to the NSSF, there's more than 8.5 million of these things out there in circulation in the hands of civilians. And that makes it sort of in common use, doesn't it? Which means that Maryland and New York and Connecticut and all of these other places that have banned them are actually not paying attention to what the Supreme Court said. We know that that ban did nothing to enhance public safety, and likely not, because more people get beaten to death with shovels than get shot with any kind of a long gun. In 2004, the Justice Department then funded a study that found no evidence to support the claim that it actually saved any lives when it was, they wanted to renew it. Weapons of that type are not used that often in crime. They have been used in a couple of crimes that made big headlines that were covered 24/7. That the crimes were actually very horrible crimes. But it is not the weapon of choice. And since it has expired, of course, Dianne Feinstein writes a new one every year. President Obama, he hearts him some gun control. They have made reinstating and expanding the ban one of the tenets of their agenda. Last year, in April, Congress debated renewing the ban. Of all the things they took up, now this time the science was in, and of all the things they took up that day, that one got the least votes. And of course, according to Feinstein, that makes the Senate gutless. No, it makes the Senate realists, is in that particular case. And what I'm leading up to is that time and time again, we can, with facts and with logic, we can prove them wrong. And they never will admit that they are wrong. They simply say it wasn't enough. So being a gun controller, being a gun grabber means never having to say you were wrong. During the assault weapons ban, that's when Columbine happened. You cannot legislate and restrict imagination in the minds of evil people. They are, Bruce Lee had this thing, his saying, be like water. If water goes into a glass, it becomes the glass. If it goes into a bigger container, it becomes the big container. If it has to go around a rock, it goes around a rock. Water can trickle or it can smash, depending on how Mother Nature shapes it. But it always adapts immediately. And criminals are like water. In England, the most violent country in Europe, probably the most violent country on the planet, 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 compared to our 400, they don't have guns. They do still have gun crime, but they have more violent crime than anything. than anybody. Nobody comes close. So, you know, if a bunch of hooligans are assaulting you with a cricket bat, you're still in pain. You're still getting injured. The only difference is, in that country, they don't have the right to protect themselves because guns aren't allowed. These groups realize that they're wrong. They're not going to admit it. They'll claim that they're refocusing their efforts. In New York and Connecticut and Maryland, that's not very much consolation. That's not very much consolation in New Jersey. And now they've made this pivot to where they're not trying to ban them. And for them, this is really a bad move. They're not going to try to ban assault weapons because they know they're not going to get that to happen. But they also know that more of us know actually statistics. So they're basically abandoning that. But at the same time, if they really believed that it would have made a change, why have they abandoned it? Well, the short answer is they knew it wouldn't make any change. And they know that if they take every gun that we as law-abiding citizens own, crime will still exist. Crime will go up. We already know just in the beginning how much it's going to go up. Based upon the CDC, let's go with the CDC's figures, can we? Up to 3 million defensive gun uses a year. So that's 3 million potential felonies in the waiting that could be physically traumatic to the people that defended themselves with guns in hand. But they never have to say they're wrong. They never have to sit back and, that was a bad idea. They just say, we're refocusing our efforts. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
To you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There are some concerned people out there right now. And that was illustrated by the Christian Science Monitor. They are raising an alarm about the potential that guns at work laws might get new attention. This a unintended consequence out of what happened in Oklahoma last week. One involving a beheading and another, the threat, which was stopped before it even began. At Vaughn Foods, Alton Nolan got fired, came back, stabbed a woman, sawed her head off, started stabbing another woman, and then Mark Vaughn, who is a reserve deputy but was not acting as a reserve deputy. Reserve means when you're not on duty, you are not a cop. You don't you don't get to carry a badge, you don't get to carry ID, you can't. So he was acting as what he is, the chief operating officer, and he shot and stopped Alton Nolan. There was a second case involving a man identified as Jacob Mugambi Marithi, who has been arrested for threatening to behead a co-worker at a nursing home in Oklahoma City. Nobody was harmed, no guns were introduced, but the cases at least got the attention of the Christian Science Monitor, which noted that the Sooner State is a pioneer in so-called bring-your-guns-to-work laws that have spread to 22 other states. Now, I, as a self-defense advocate, question why that hasn't happened at the other 28 states. What's it going to take for lawmakers and employers to address this concern? Your employer, I'm glad I'm self-employed because I can carry a gun anywhere I want to. I've got a gun right here, and I've got a monster. I've got the Salient Glock 20. Ooh. Employers, when they say you can't carry a gun on the job, they're telling you they don't trust you with a gun. Okay? Lawmakers, when they describe that, when they put legislation in place like that, they're telling you that they agree with your employer. So, what do you think about that? Should everybody be allowed to carry a gun to work? Now, I have my own thoughts on this. When you buy a gun, you get vetted, right? Isn't that what's happening? When you buy a gun, because we have a background check, you're being vetted. If you take that one step further, if you get a concealed carry permit, then you are further vetted. They look at you a little more closely. So if you, my first thought is, if you qualify to buy a gun, you qualify to carry it. But that's not reality. So if you qualify to get a permit, you qualify to carry it everywhere you want to. Now, I'm willing to concede that I maybe shouldn't carry it into a police station, for example, but I don't have to worry about it because there's people there with guns that will shoot bad people. Courthouses, same thing. And that's it. That's as far as I'm willing to take it. Unless there's something there in place as a layer of security for me. So if I'm sitting there eating my baby back ribs or sipping on a soda or just simply staring into space, wherever I'm at, if it's a gun-free zone, it better not be totally gun-free. There better be good guys in badges and with guns. If that happens, okay, I'm willing to concede that point. That's as far as I'm willing to take it, though. Hospitals? Nope. Doctor's offices? Nope. Businesses? Nope. Not willing to go that far. Not willing to go that far. Schools? Nope. Why would you look at things and say, well, these have been identified as soft targets, and we've seen incidences where we've had mass shootings in these very kinds of places, and then say, so let's make them a gun-free zone. Let's just make it more of a target. Let's reaffirm it's a gun-free zone. Let's state loudly it's a gun-free zone. Why not make no statement and just let the local law and statute apply? Now, right now, politicians have gotten into it. They've gotten into it with Kroger. They have, they've gotten a few senators, a few acting senators. Here's the thing about senators. When somebody says, I'm a senator, your mind is supposed to do some things automatically. Well, they're a very important person and they know what they're talking about. But they have enlisted, and of course these guys are absolutely the perfect people for it. They've enlisted, the Moms of Man have enlisted Feinstein and Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, who Chris Murphy is waiting to be the new Feinstein when she finally retires and doesn't apply the Grecian formula to her hair anymore. They have decided to take up the crusade to pressure the Kroger supermarket chain to ban open carry from its stores. Now, this is precedent setting. They're not suggesting anything legislatively. As a matter of fact, what they're suggesting, where open carries the law, they're suggesting that Kroger contravened the law. And Kroger stepped up and looked at Blumenthal and Chris Murphy and said, you know what, we don't even have Kroger stores in Connecticut. What are you guys involved in it for? Which is good. I like that. I do like it. That didn't stop them from joining Ms. Feinstein in dissing the law-abiding citizens acting lawfully with guns. The Moms Demand, there's a full text at WFSB.com, wrote, gun extremists in several states have exploited the current Kroger policy by flaunting assault rifles as they shopped. This coming from the senators in an open letter to the Kroger CEO. There is simply no reason why someone would need an AK-47 to purchase milk, bread, or other basic necessities at a grocery store. There's one picture of one guy in a Kroger with a rifle, and that's in Texas. And that's because the Texas law is so stupid that the only thing they can open carry is a rifle or a shotgun. Legally, they can do it. So right now in Texas, the people in Texas are trying to get that law changed to where they can carry handguns openly. And, you know, these are several states' gun extremists. I guess they read the Bill of Needs when they wrote that letter, because no one needs that. Although I would be willing to guess that whoever is open carrying rifles in Texas probably only get messed with by the police. Part of their letter says, we write today to urge you to adopt a policy that would prohibit the open carry of firearms in your stores. In doing so, Kroger would be sending an important message about your commitment to the safety of your employees and customers. This would follow similar actions at other retailers such as Chipotle, Sonic, Chili's, Target, and most recently Panera Bread. Target. In Atlanta, where you can walk to your car and have the living mud beaten out of you since they said please leave your guns at home. Sonic. Some of the Sonics are getting robbed on a rotational basis. Same ones over and over again. Chipotle. And the thing about it is, none of those companies changed their policy that they're mentioning here. They all still have not put up signs. They tipped the hat to the mom's demand and said, we cordially ask all of our customers to leave your guns at home so that you can enjoy this fine Panera warmth as we create this new atmosphere by which you can sit around and be snobs. They're citing failure because these guys put out a little press release. That's what they did. They put out a press release. That's the victory. High fives all around. Champagne's on Bloomberg. People that carry assault rifles, if you want to call them that, they're not actually assault rifles. Okay? They're semi-automatic civilian variants, very watered down. If somebody issued me an AR-15 and I'm going into combat, I'm grabbing it by the barrel and I'm hitting them in the head with the buttstock and I'm handing it back and I'm saying, now issue me something I can use. Because full automatic does have its uses. And plus, in combat, I don't have to worry about paying for the ammo. So I can just go mad with the chatter switch. But this is them pointing out their failure and trying to... You got senators now leaning on corporations in the United States. We'll see how that plays. Good luck with that. Let's go to hour number two. Coming up next, Gun Rights Examiner David Kodrier will be right back.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.